Back live over the internet through BBS Radio. Happy Memorial Day 2019 on this beautiful Monday of May 27th. And a Monday call, 1 hour with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Los Molinos, California. And I do not know what the topic is going to be, what we are going to do tonight on the call, so time will tell. I thank you all for being here. And as usual, every day we do our Whole Planet Healing Call at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And you can only participate by calling into the conference call. The phone number for this conference call is 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound. 250-513-pound. What we do at the Whole Planet Healing Call is initially we mingle, tell, you know, some stories, say hi to each other, and lots of times things are being discussed. Then we mute the phone lines when opens the call officially, and then he usually reads an excerpt from the earlier channel materials, whereafter we do a healing meditation planetary. More people joined in over here. Good evening. Welcome on this beautiful Memorial Day. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gijs. This is Prudy.
Welcome to you, Prudy.
Thank you, Gijs.
All right.
Very happy Memorial Day to you as well.
All right. Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks.
And was there another person who came out of the water that joined in?
Yes. Deb, he's here from Costa Mesa.
All right. Good evening, Deb.
Debbie Dolphin.
Hi, you guys. I'll just wait for you to say something so I don't interrupt. I figure you know I'm here. You'll say something. That's funny.
Well, thank you for being here.
Oh, my
and you also joined in Saturday morning.
Yes, that was wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, it's better and better and better.
Yes, yeah, it's a beautiful project that we are all part of.
It's funny, when we end the Whole Planet Healing, it's like, I feel like I want to talk to everybody, and it's just gone. <You know? laughs>
Yeah. And those people that are joining in over here through BBS Radio, thank you for being here. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. That's how it all started. And we wait for more people to join in. Welcome to the Monday evening conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Don.
Hi.
Right. So my daughter, she went to a job interview this morning. at the cupcake store, and she got hired. And right now, the cupcakes are standing here in front of me. They gave her to take home. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
And welcome, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Did they pay her in cupcakes?
What's that?
Did she get paid in cupcakes?
You know, well, she hasn't worked yet. She's going to start this Thursday, but I guess they like her.
Signing bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Dawn.
She's trying to get a job at the cupcake store to, like, be a baker, or?
No, just to sell and to also prepare some stuff.
All right.
Sell and cleaning, selling and making the cupcakes. So it's a small place.
You need a lot of downtown. Willpower. You need a lot of willpower to have a job.
Yeah. It's downtown Chico, close to college. She's going to go to college there, to the university.
Uh-huh.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger.
Thank you, Heis.
Thank you for being here, and also thank you for the clip. I watched the memorial clip this morning on YouTube that you sent out.
Yeah, it's kind of overpowering.
Yes, it's amazing.
Chico looks like a pretty nice city.
Yes, it's a college town. It's pretty nice, yeah.
Did that food show I watched? Oh, go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everybody. It's Nick from Perth.
All right. Hi, Nick from Perth. Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. How is everyone?
Hi, Nick.
Good. Doing well, thanks.
Hi, Nick.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. Hello, Heis. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Anyway, that food show I watch sometimes, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, did a show in Chico. Apparently, there's a lot of pretty good restaurants there.
Mm-hmm.
And, pretty hip town.
Yeah.
Nick, how many people live in Perth?
I think there's a million odd here. And it's predicted to rise to up to, I think it's between 5 and 8 by 2023. Apparently, Perth's going to be the biggest, one of the biggest growing cities in Australia, as far as growth. A lot of the other cities have got median house prices of just over $1 million, and Perth is a little bit smaller than that, around $500,000.
Why is Perth growing so much?
Well, it's got most of the resources in that, and it's pretty underdeveloped compared to the rest of the country.
Hmm.
So lots of money's being spent on infrastructure and everything here, and getting the place up today with new stadiums, bridges, like
it must be nice.
A lot more to bring people, like tourism and stuff like that. It's been going through like massive growth in the last 10 years. And also like their prediction is a lot more coming up. So yeah, it's a good place to get in.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Don.
Nick, you should invest in real estate.
I do have a property here at the moment. I bought it a few years ago, sadly at the wrong time. But real estate it's on the grow here.
We did have somebody else join in. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Sarah from Evanston, Illinois.
Hello, Vera. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thank you. Hi.
I think my dad went to Perth when he was in World War II. He was in the Merchant Marines. I think that's where he went.
Yeah.
He went to Australia, I know. I think it was Perth. Not 100% sure.
Yeah, it's a big port here, and like the construction's about to grow a fair bit as well, and mining. There's a lot of lithium here. They've found a lot of lithium here, and they're putting, I think there's three new lithium mines they said that they were opening a couple of years ago, and they also want to they want to mine it here, and they want to process it here as well. So there's a lot of, I'll let them.
Welcome to the whole planet. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Welcome Janine.
Oh, thank
you. Didn't mean to steal your thunder.
I'm glad you did it. I didn't realize I was muted.
Okay. I noticed there was a pause there. Nick, you guys should just cut out the middleman. You guys should make batteries there, make lithium batteries.
They might start to, but they're going to do all the processing. They want to do the processing here, so they're opening up processing plants. All the little marinas along the coastline from down near Fremantle all the way up to the top of Perth. They're redoing all the marinas. Putting new marinas and like there's so much happening here.
Lots of work for you, right?
In construction, I'm also becoming like I've just finished another qualification in NLP coaching. I've got a couple of life coaching qualifications under my belt, and now there's NLP coaching as well. That's what I want to transition into eventually. So.
What does that consist of?
I'm being guided and told that that's my purpose. So, slowly working towards getting that done and doing that. Good, which is good in a growing city as well. You know?
How does a life coaching thing work? Would that be a government job?
No.
No? You guys are pretty socialist over there.
You know how you get like sports coaches and stuff like that? Well, life coaching is a lot about goals, helping people set goals and break through obstacles and barriers. NLP is a lot about releasing subconscious blocks and stuff like that.
What's NLP stand for? Neuro-linguistic?
Neuro-linguistic programming, correct.
Okay.
So it's
all right. Thank you for sharing, Nick, and thank you for asking, Don.
Yeah,
I think Vinit hasn't shown up. I texted him, but he's not responding. I think he's still in the studio. So I'm going to play a replay from 2015. It was May the 11th, 2015. So. I'm going to mute the phone lines.
Muted.
I will cut a little into it to have the recording finish in time.
This conference is being recorded.
So today's date is May 27, 2019. Winfrey is currently not present, so we do play a replay from May 11, 2015. Thank you all for being here.
Winfrey, May 11th, 2015. In with them.
I had it beans that needed energy desperately.
And sort of
him a source of energy.
So I had asked Ed, I said, Ed, why don't you try and see if you can help this guy, okay? And he said, okay. And then in 15 minutes, called me back and said, okay, he's clear. In fact, he looked at me and said, where did you come from? And started laughing. And I think Ed said, well, Terry and Wynn sent me. And that made it okay. Right? So, you know, I'm really careful about recommending people and their intent. And so far, Ed is looking good. And then a couple of days ago, Sija Hill, who lives in England, sent me an email. And she heard us talk about Ed. And she said, Ed Hark, and Sija's very sensitive. She's very intuitive and psychic, and I don't know the extent of it, but pretty good. So Ed Harkness, it's actually Ed Spina. Harkness is his middle name. Ed Spina, the guy you had on, he is amazing. I looked at his website and watched one of his videos, and wow, all I can say is, oh my God, thank God the sources verified him. And I did ask a question before I recommended him. Thank God the sources verified him. Because as I watched his higher vibrational energy video, the energy hit me full on, and a negative presence separated from me and was in the room. Just before he described how I might feel, I was already feeling it. The energy really hit me when he opened up the vortex, and I felt enormous joy. I started laughing, and I kept feeling like laughing. It was an experience that is hard to describe, but it really worked for me, and it's very useful as I've moved into a new house that needs clearing. Thanks very much for having them on, Sija. So, in any case, I know some of you feel stuck, and, you know, when you feel these energies on the line, you go back, and there's patterns that are stuck, and some of you may have negative entities attached to you. I think Ed doesn't charge very much, and he'll probably, I don't know him to turn anyone down that can't afford it. And he's worked with people ongoing that I've recommended with him. And so his website is, and I don't make any money from this. I don't want to make money for referring people like this. Okay, so this is just between you and him. Just energycenterclearing.com, and he sells a CD that has this energy clearing on it for $40, and included in that, he works with you in person, well, in person over the phone, and helps clear things. Now, it's been my experience in general that even when somebody helps you clear things, I'd like to believe that everything is permanent. You know, somebody can wave a magic wand and suddenly all our stuff goes away. But usually it's not. Usually it comes back and then you clear it again. And of course, many people clear things just coming into our Sunday calls. And there's a constant energy there, which keeps, if you keep tuning into that energy, eventually that energy starts to kind of hold itself in your consciousness even when you're not on the call. But in any case, for those of you that are feeling desperate, or for those of you that would like to experience what Ed does, energy center clearing, and I'll tell you what I'll even do. This will get Ed mad at me, okay? I'm going to give you his phone number and call him up, and he's a good guy to get to know. And just a moment. Okay, his number is... Wait a second. Just a moment.
By the way, today's his birthday.
And today's his birthday. So call him up right after the call and say, Ed, it's your birthday. And I want to get one of your energy clearing tapes recommended by Win Free. And maybe if enough people recommend it, they'll give me a free clearing. Who knows? But now, wait a second here. Contacts. Speed.
Welcome, Win.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hang on, I'm just logging
in. This is live. We're back live right now on May 27, 2019.
Mhm. Okay. Hang on, just a second here.
Hang on. Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid Heise was going to fire me.
No worries. I mean,
I'm just logging in the console.
It's been really interesting the last few days. We've had a video person videoing us. They videoed me for several hours generally, and they videoed Wynn also. And it's going to be on YouTube maybe later in this year, sometime later, or the end of the year.
I hope it's sooner than that. I'm going to bug them. You know, it was a really interesting situation. Hang on, let me just unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Hey, guys, do you forgive me for being late?
Absolutely.
That means no. Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. Right.
When I hear nothing, I said, uh-oh.
Well, at least 161 has forgiven you.
All right, I forgive you.
Yes.
We give you guys plenty of...
Muted.
We give everybody plenty of practice in forgiving. Okay. But we had, you know, I'll tell you the story. It's an amazing thing. You know, one of the hottest things on YouTube that gets people interested is all of this alternative stuff. By alternative, I mean, secret space programs. ETs, abductions, conspiracies, and one of the things that happens is that if you come up YouTube has a thing where they monetize people, which means you tell them that they can run advertisements on your video. And I'm sure you've all noticed, when you go to a YouTube, oftentimes it starts out with an advertisement. Or there's a little, there's an actual video advertisement. Or there is a little rectangle at the bottom of the screen that says, click here on this if you're interested in this. And whoever made the video gets paid every time somebody clicks on one of those things. So some people make a lot of money from that. And the key is can you make a video that gets a lot of hits? Because the more hits you have, whatever the advertisement is, the more clicks the advertisement get. And some people are making $100,000 a year. So there's something, there's a concept that developed called clickbait. And let me say,
unmuted.
Do you guys know what clickbait is? Anyone heard that term?
Yes.
Heard it. Yeah, I heard it. I'm not 100% sure what it is.
Pardon me?
I heard the term. I'm not 100% sure what it is, though.
Muted.
What it means is if somebody's trying to make money off of a vid, off of YouTube, they want to have subject lines that are the most provocative subject lines possible to make people go to look at their video. And that way, if they're advertising a video, they're going to make the most money. Now, I think this is nothing wrong with this idea, except that what happens is people that start to get a lot of hits on their video, instead of thinking about what is the most important video to share with people, they start to think, what is the most provocative headline to get people to watch their video? And so that means when you're looking up YouTube for different topics, there's always going to be people that have provocative headlines, but the content might be screwed up. Like, for example, somebody could do a headline that was, let's see. Terry, what do they call those guys that look like gorillas? Bigfoot. Okay. Bigfoot wanders into New York City and greets people on Broadway. Okay? If you do the headline like that, you get people to click. And if you're advertising, you know, some people will just make it a joke. By the time you click, it might be a cartoon. It might be, the guy might even say, of course, he'll lose his credibility if they say this. He might say, well, you know what? I think that was a good headline and I wanted to make money. Thanks for clicking. But then no one will ever look at his channel again if he does that. So one of the things that makes people click is, for example, there's this one woman that promoted mini whistleblowers. Mini whistleblowers are probably valid. And then she started promoting whistleblowers
weren't valid. And, but they looked like they were valid. And so, because she wanted hits on her channel. And, you know, her most recent videos got 200, 300,000 hits, which if you're advertising creates somewhat of a good income. Now, she has been supporting this one guy that the guy that that interviewed us was studying her and studied her case for this one guy she supported and found that it was a crock. Like, his story was not valid. He was talking about ETs and ETs talking to the government, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. So he put up a video, one of his many videos, he put up a video where he told his story of discrediting her. And then she and him got into a big YouTube fight. And that's one of the things he was doing. He wanted to be a video journalist exposing corruption in YouTube, where people putting out false information. Now, all kinds of, even the government, obviously the government puts out false information. All kinds of people put out false information. But in this community, there's a whole community that's developed around ETs. And this coming weekend, there's a big event in somewhere near Joshua Tree, I think in that area. Used to be in that area. I don't know if they moved it, called Contact in the Desert. And it's all people that have had ET experiences, or say they have. So this guy was studying the video guy that came here this weekend, was studying David Wilcock, Corey Good, and David Wilcock, and Emery Smith, these various people that David Wilcock has been presenting. And, you know, over the years, since I've known David, he has constantly been presenting different people that had different wild kinds of stories that I didn't take the time to vet each person, but I felt suspicious about it. And then there was all this stuff about Gaia TV recently, where Gaia TV was trying to keep viewers on their, what was their name, their the show that David Wilcock and Corey Good were doing. Terry, what's the name of that show? Do you know? They had probably the most popular show on Gaia TV. And they were... What? Cosmic Disclosure?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, basically just exposing all of this ET stuff. Now, there is ET stuff. There's legitimate ET stuff, and everyone is interested, and they probably should be interested in understanding the ET relationship with our planet. And most of it is not good. But in any case, Cosmic Disclosure, is that what it was called?
I think so.
I don't know. Something like that. And then there's been all this controversy, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago, with Gaia TV, where Corey Good was being discredited. Everyone was being discredited. And David is in the middle of this, and he's being discredited to a certain extent. Now, in any case, the guy who was doing his videos was doing research on Wilcock, because just like this other person who I mentioned, who he discovered had a totally, was using this one guy who had this big secret story about government involvement, using him and putting a YouTube together to discredit the whole thing. And he's convinced that the guy was lying and just trying to be popular. Also, that the guy murdered someone and he was in jail for... It was all very interesting. The guy had murdered someone 30 years ago, and he's in jail for it. And he's still talking from jail to make all this case about government stuff and talking about his background and various secret operations. He wanted to find out the truth about David Wilcock. Like, maybe some people think I was complicit in this charade to make David be Edgar Cayce, and that's why I wrote the book, to make lots of money. And so he came here, like, on a fact-finding mission. And I was not sure how this was going to work out. And I mean, Terry and I have been on some different shows and at different times where I wish I wasn't on the show. It's not, wasn't worth it. It was worse than better. I mean, one time I had two drunks talking to me about Edgar Cayce. This man says that Edgar Cayce is back in the war. What do you think, Joe? And you're going, oh, that was embarrassment. And another time, we were on another show talking about the Elohim. And why don't you share the story of that one, Terry? when you channeled, what happened?
Well, I was channeling, and we don't normally let somebody ask a question, but the guy was asking the question. And the last question was, who is, and they gave a name, which in French it means fox. And the Elohim said that they weren't going to allow me to give an answer. And the reason they wouldn't is because that French name, there were four people in the large audience that had the is the last name. And if the Elohim brought through an answer, that those four people might be really negatively triggered. Because the first thing I saw was a house that was totally haunted by some of the most vicious ghosts I ever saw. And they were blue in color, and they were like electric. And so, okay, they said I couldn't say the answer. So I didn't say the answer. I said something, but I then at the same time they were telling me what the answer was. In the It was an individual spirit, and he was working with those very bad entities to try and deactivate them or make them weaker or take away their viciousness. And he was doing it by force. And they showed me that he, by trying to take them over and force them to not be vicious, there was some effect that happened, but it wasn't going to be a permanent effect because they weren't addressing what the true reason, whatever it was, why those spirits were so vicious. But he was a good spirit, and he was trying in his best way to have a positive effect, and that he wasn't part of the Elohim. So they showed me this, and they were using spirit language, which is a special language where different visions of objects represent different meanings, and they were using spirit language to show me. But they said I couldn't talk about it out the air. So what I did, I'm writing a book, and I have a chapter on that, and I explain in the chapter the name and who he was and what he was doing and spirit language that described what he was doing. But the host of the show decided that the Elohim were frauds because it didn't bring through the answer that he was looking for. And so that's what happened. And so I'm very wary of being on a show. And I'm maybe getting a little better now. Like I could have probably said the Elohim won't give me the answer. But I wasn't quite interested in how they handle stuff right then. So anyway, that's the story. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So in this particular case, before this guy, I was really had a lot of anticipation because he kind of had the predisposition to prove that David Wilcock was a fraud, and as we did, I talked to him quite a bit before we aired, and he's a very nice guy. He's kind of young. He's a little bit, rebel? How would you describe him? How would you describe Kevin?
He's liking to air a bunch of stuff about the darkness.
He's looking to expose all the disinformation that's on the net. And part of what was in the back of his mind, he went all the way to find me because he thought maybe I was disinformation, was this idea of creating David Wilcock to be Edgar Casey so that we both could become famous. Okay?
Who are you talking about right now?
Devin.
Devin?
Devin, the guy who did the video.
Okay, because we had been talking about the.
No. Darkness Radio, right?
Darkness Radio, yeah.
Yeah. So now I talked to him quite a bit before we did the video. And
Kevin.
Yeah. And he started to open up to the idea that, well, maybe David was Casey, you know?
And
Kevin is a guy who has his own radio show in somewhere in the Great Britain.
Yeah.
The David Moore Show. I mean, the Kevin.
You know, the Kevin Moore Show. You can look him up. The Kevin Moore Show. MOORE. And see some of his interviews. So I was prepared for a worst case scenario. And before we actually aired the show, I think it was before we aired the show, Terry was there, recorded the show, not aired, but recorded it. Terry was there, and now we go back and we talk about the other show that he already has posted about this guy that is being a current whistleblower from jail. He's been in jail for 30 years for killing somebody. And Terry is seeing the guy that was killed tracking Kevin, being with Kevin.
and starts
talking about it. And did Jennifer know that that was true as well?
Yes.
Kevin has a producer, a woman, who's really his guardian angel, who has some psychic sensitivity and gets messages, but she doesn't want to be known about it. And so Terry was seeing the dead guy, and they're both, they already know that the dead guy's there. So we're getting kind of some credibility that Terry at least has some legitimacy in that.
Yeah, and then in the middle of the night, couple of nights ago, like after the dead guy came through, I was sound asleep and I could see this dark shadow walk through the door. And then in my sleep, I started yelling, "Help! This is the matter."
Was that the dead guy? You think?
Yeah, that was the dead guy. He was. You know, he was just coming to visit.
Yeah. But he was not a bad guy, you know?
No, he wasn't a bad guy. He just scared me.
Mm-hmm. So, life with Terry. I heard her scream. And I said, what's the matter? I was getting my pit bull thing out. I mean, there have been times when I ask some questions for the wrong questions, which I monitor myself now. And we suddenly had some reptilian in the room.
Right.
And
yeah.
And I had to chase him out. Okay. And so, you know, this was setting Kevin up to think maybe I'm really credible, because he knew the dead guy was with him, and then Terry said it, and then we went on to do. Let me see. We ended up not doing the video on Wilcock first. We ended up doing the video on my experience with the Elohim and the Ra group. And he, it came out pretty well, okay? And he was really pleased. He's actually very good. It's very good when an interviewer challenges you a little bit, because he's taking the position of all those people listening who are thinking, this is a load of bullcrap. This can't be real. And
yeah, he challenged the Elohim too. The Elohim just said, if we say anything that doesn't make sense to you, doesn't resonate with you, you can disregard it, or just take what you can use for yourself and let all the rest go.
Yeah. You know, there is this thing. There is this thing where people expect or want a source to be omniscient. And they think that's the reason to believe it, okay? Because it can say anything, predict the future, da-da-da-da-da. And our sources won't do that. They don't want to do that. And the problem with that is it creates blind belief. And, you know, I mean, there are times, and many of you have witnessed them, where they have done things that have been incredible. Like, for example, Raiden came over, and they did a shot of Raiden. And Raiden was living in Taos, New Mexico. You know what? I don't think we recorded this for this thing, but I don't think Raiden has ever told this story. I think it's a really great story. We'll see. Raiden, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Raiden.
You want to tell the story again?
Okay, I'll just do a quick one, I guess. Yeah, I was living in Aurora Seco, which is a community a little north of Taos, and I had a little cabin up there, and it was more secluded and with nature and everything. And I'd been listening to the calls on BBS radio, and I did not choose the call to get in. And then, you know, I would feel the energy of when Carla was on the phone call, because that's how it happened. I was on my computer, and I was going to get some of the law of the raw material, and I typed in Carla. And then the screen popped up, Carla and Winfrey doing something. And then I saw that it was on BBS radio, and bang, I hooked in. So after being on the call for like a number of years on BBS, that I came into the regular phone calls and introduced myself. And I could always feel the energy really strong when Terry got on the phone, and we would go into the meditations. You know, after when it would say the clearing prayer, I would always feel it, you know, a lot with Carla and stuff. But I was enjoying it for a while, but I seem to be a little, I have been at least ahead of the herd a little bit, kind of a maverick. And I was picking up that we needed to, talk about the earth and do earth healing more than the personal questions that were being answered and different things like that with people in different dimensions and past lives and stuff. And I was sitting outside on a Sunday, and I was listening to the call, and I had it muted and everything. And then I kind of felt a little bit cranky or something, maybe angry, you know, and I just kind of screamed at the sky, are you guys part of AI or you know, some sort of, like, I'm not sure now anymore, you know, because of no references to the planet and what's really going on there. And Terry was talking and everything, and then she was getting ready to sign off, and then she said, oh, they want to say something else. And they said, it's got to be on a recording on that spirit channel. They said, oh, sorry that they were apologetic, let's put it that way, for not having to have had more focus on the planet and on Earth and stuff and the people. And that's when I got my answer. And then shortly after that, about a year later or 9 months, I moved down to Sedona, you know, so on my way to Hawaii for a cleansing or at Angel Farms, and then I came back and settled in here.
Thank you. In other words, you know, to make that explanation simple, Raiden was thinking with really high intention. Why are we not dealing, helping the Earth? And they suddenly answered that live, and he knew they heard him. You know, they say they hear us. You know, and it's like.
I didn't. I did the channeling, and I was just ending it up, and all of a sudden they said, I didn't say this, but they said to me, "Oh," or to themselves, "Oh, how could we have forgotten?" And then they said it out loud. "We would like to acknowledge the Earth people." Now, I didn't hear Raiden. I didn't know he was listening. I didn't know about Raiden. But, I mean, they were like, "Oh my goodness, how could we have forgotten the Earth people?" So that was great.
You know, Carla Ruckert always used to say something to the effect that the higher realms don't know what's going on down here unless there's someone down here that brings the energy back up to them where they can use that person. I forget how she says it, you know, bringing information. The universe got so big and so expanded, and so many different planets and so many different things going on in the universe that the higher sources don't pay attention. I don't know. They feel the connection of what goes on with somebody, and then they get tuned in to what's happening. It's a really interesting idea. And so our sources seem that way, that through us, they start looking at things and start making a difference, because they want to make a difference. They don't want to just make wave a magic wand and fix everything, because it doesn't really get fixed. You know, one of the things in observing Kimberly, for example, who really does do miraculous healings, she normally, I would ask the question, they don't normally want to offer that kind of proof that it's real, because it turns in blind believers, and
yeah,
but
they give the example of let's say that you're a parent and the kid doesn't know how to clean his room, and his room is always chaos, and you keep going in and cleaning it up. He's not going to learn to clean his room. He's going to learn that if he lets it go, that he's going to clean it for him. And they want individuals to be able to handle their own affairs.
Yeah. I mean, if they heal somebody and the healing was caused by some, you know, energy blockage or attitude, the chances are that the same thing is going to reappear until the person clears the energy. So, you know, Kimberly, I know we're just about to finish. I'm going to finish. I just wanted to finish the thing on Kimberly. Is she's in a really difficult situation. It's a beautiful situation because she's actually doing this. But she has people lining up where she does her healings that are desperate, that don't have money, and they have death sentences, and she takes them. And don't tell her I told you that if you wind up. Up to now, she takes them. And I don't know, the more famous she gets, the bigger the line's going to get. And I don't know how she will handle it. I hope she'll figure it out. Maybe they'll figure out how to heal people simultaneously. Yeah. So, in any case, what do I know? I'm just an earthling, figuring it out. In any case, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. Raiden, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank
and you know, there's a lot. We have a lot of stories like that. A lot, not just Raiden. And I like to share them occasionally, and we'll share more of them. Debbie Dolphin shared her story of how she had a fractured knee, supposed to be recovering for, I think she said, 4 to 6 weeks, and she'd have to be off her feet. We put it in the leg, we did a healing on her, and in 4 days, it was working. And I wish that would work for all of you. But I tell you the story because it increases your level of faith and energy and commitment to everything so that maybe it'll open up for you. And you know what? I see somebody in another country here. Let's see who that is. Is that Nick? Hey, would you like to share who you are? I just unmuted right. You.
Yeah, mate. Nick here from Perth, Western Australia.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Good to have Australia on the line. All right, we got to close because we're going. Thank you all who are listening to you on BBS. We're going to Whole Planet Healing. 712-770-4340. And 712-770-4340, 250-513, 250-513. I'll unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you in a moment. Okay.
Number,
your conference recording has stopped.